This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 13, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Rain in the forecast for later today and tonight, high in the 60s. COVID-19 funds are being distributed in Marblehead. The Daily Item reports today that nearly $1 million will be targeted to mental health resources, to upgrade the town's information booth area, to equip schools with hybrid technology, and to address several other needs. The local political scene may soon be heating up for November 2023. The Daily Item has a story today that in Lynn, a local dentist, Peter Meany, has announced that he will be running for Ward 1 city councilor in 2023. The latest news from the state's Gaming Commission is that sports betting run by the state could be up and running by March Madness in 2023. Salem News Statehouse reporter Christian Wade reports that betting will be available online and it will be up and running by early next year. Meanwhile, in other state government news, 2nd Essex State Representative Lenny Mira explains how all of the state's taxpayers are entitled to a tax rebate soon.
A law that was voted on by the taxpayers, by the voters, way back in 1986. On a ballot question. And the law basically says that if revenues come in higher than wage increases, then that is an overpayment of taxes. And the overpayment of those taxes has to get returned to the taxpayers. So we waited for the auditor and the treasurer to come up with a final amount. And it looks like the amount is going to be about $3 billion or 13%. And so taxpayers should get back 13% of whatever they paid in mass income taxes last year. And once again, you know, a tiny number of insiders of Beacon Hill are just dragging their feet on this. So the governor said, no, let's get these checks out. Let's get those checks out next month in November so that taxpayers can have it for the Christmas season.
Mira adds the timing of the payment of those rebates is still up in the air due to the delays stemming back to the legislature. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Bruins opened up their season with a 5-2 win over Washington last night. The Patriots' next game is Sunday in Cleveland. Boys soccer, Peabody 4, Masconomet 2, and Gloucester over Swampscott 2-1. Girls soccer, Pawtucket shut out North Reading 2-0. Field hockey, Masconomet 3, Beverly 1, Danvers shut out Peabody 1-0. Girls cross country, Beverly finishes a regular season unbeaten. One of this week's top football games features two unbeaten teams. Amesbury at North Reading. North Reading is coming off a big win last week against Triton, and Hornets coach Ed Blum got some solid play from his team's offensive line in their 47-point offensive outburst.
Yeah, I mean, you know, watching film, just the offensive line as a whole, you know, I think their communication on some of the pass pro plays, picking up the blitzes and giving Alex that time, as well on the run, you know. I mean, I think, you know, obviously we were missing Will Batten, and, you know, he creates some big runs for us. But the offensive line, you just watch film, they're creating some holes, you know. And so that allowed our running backs who are still young and still learning in terms of that experience to find some good gains for us. So and obviously getting out there on some of our, you know, screen plays. So the offensive line, I mean, the technique they played with just opened up a lot for us and gave us time.
North Reading head football coach Ed Blum will have a game story on that Amesbury-North Reading game on Friday night, and also a story on the Danvers-Swampscott game as well for you on the website. That is our look at sports. Along with Rick Moore, I am Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.